感谢神，今天能够来到神的殿中，也很高兴能够跟今天早上跟大家一起。
Today we're going to talk about seeing like Jesus.
今天我们的题目是说要像耶稣一样的眼光。
But before I do that, I'd like to give you a brief ministry update about our family and Waves Campus Ministries.
但是呢，在我讲到之前，想跟大家报告一下我那个Waves 那个校园的事工的一些的进展。
Because you here at the Chinese Baptist Church support us with your prayers and giving.
因为在座的大家都在我们这个事工上面有祷告，我们也有金钱上的这个奉献。
We are now in our 32nd year of ministering on the campuses of Miami-Dade College.
我们现在在 Miami-Dade 的这个校园的当中已经服侍了32年。
When we first moved to Miami 33 years ago,
当我们33年前搬到 Miami 的时候，
there was me, Sheila, my wife, and Kelsey.
当时候只有我，我太太Sheila， 还有我的大女儿 Kelsey。
After 3 years of ministry, it went from Bob, Sheila, and Kelsey to Bob, Sheila, Kelsey, and Molly.
三年了以后呢，我们从 Bob, Sheila, Kelsey, 还有 Molly.
And then 3 more years of ministry, it went from Bob, Sheila, Kelsey, Molly to Bob, Sheila, Kelsey, Molly, and Haley.
再过三年以后，我们从 Bob, Sheila, Kelsey, Molly 再到 Haley.
Excellent.
And
one more time. And in the last 2 years, it's gone from Bob, Sheila, Kelsey, Molly, Haley to Bob, Sheila, Kelsey, Molly, Haley, and Zach.
Okay, 再过两年了以后呢，我们就从 Bob, Sheila, Kelsey, Molly, Haley, 还有 Zach.
Excellent. All right, give him a hand. That was beautiful.
谢谢我们牧师。
So,We've been in campus ministry for 32 years on the campuses of Miami-Dade College.
我们在那个 Miami-Dade 的那个校园里面侍奉了已经32年。
Sharing Jesus with young people.
我们跟着年轻人来分享我们耶稣。
Faculty and staff and administration at Miami-Dade College.
还有跟那个老师们，然后学校的工作人员一起来分享耶稣基督的。
And through the years, we've had many, many, many personal stories.About how God has changed people's lives.
在这么多年当中，我们就有很多很多那种私人的、很有私人关系的那种的故事给大家分享。
Every day that we're on campuses, exciting things happen, and I could write a newsletter each week about what God is doing.
在每一天的校园里面，都很多很让人家很兴奋的事情，所以我每一个礼拜我都可以写一篇的文章给大家报告。
The name WAVES stands for With a Vision Evangelize Students, which I'm sure doesn't translate, but With a Vision Evangelize Students.
但是这个 WAVES 这个字呢是一个缩写，它是代表了就是说我们要向那个校园的这个同工校园的朋友们来见证。
We disciple students, we minister to students, we have activities for students, but our number one goal is to share Jesus.
我们呢在校园里面给那些的同学们提供了不同的栽培那个一些的课程，但是最主要的还是要让他们听到有关耶稣的信息。
I have just 3 brief examples of what's happened in the last month or so on the campuses.
在过去的一个半月当中，我就有三个很好的故事跟大家分享。
Now some people come into a relationship with God through Jesus.In a 60-minute conversation.
有人呢就是在我们这私底下的这样子的对话当中60分钟里面他就接受了耶稣。
Sometimes it takes 6 years or more.
有时候呢是需要超过六年的时间。
On the 2 pictures to your left, are 2 stories about people who have come to Christ in 60 minutes.
在你图片上你的左边的话呢会有一些的例子是60分钟里面就信了耶稣。
The first young man is Fredo up on the upper left.
在左上角的那个年轻的小伙子叫 Alfredo.
2 weeks ago we had an outreach and we had a sign that said prayer station.
在两个礼拜前我们就在校园里面有一个活动就是说有一个那个牌子叫做我们可以在这里祷告。
Now, sometimes people say it must be hard on the college campuses because nobody's really interested in spiritual things.
有人曾经讲说，你在那个校园里面传福音，一定是很困难，因为没有人在关心这属灵的事。
This is totally not true.
但实际上，我跟你讲，这是完全错误的。
In fact, Fredo came by one of our prayer stations.
事实上，这个年轻小伙子 Alfredo 他就来到我们的一个祷告的小摊。
Because he needed prayer for some very difficult things that he was going through.
因为呢，他需要我们为他生命当中一些很困难的事情来代祷。
So we prayed with him.
所以我们就跟他一起祷告。
But we also use prayer as an avenue to share our faith.
我们也借着祷告来跟他分享我们的那个信仰。
And it usually goes something like this. Thank you for allowing us to pray for you. Hey, while you're here, could we ask you a few spiritual questions?
我们常常的这样子的开场白就也是或者是这样讲说，哎，我们谢谢你让我们为你来祷告，我们可以问你几件属灵上的问题吗？
And to make a long story short, Fredo did not know Jesus as his savior.
长话短说，他那个 Alfredo 年轻人他就没有还没有接受耶稣。
But prayed to ask Jesus into his life right there.
但是呢，他就在那里就已经马上做了一个祷告。
In the picture on the bottom, that is a girl named Nuri Ellis.
在那个左下角的一个女孩。
And the gentleman next to me is Bruno.
他旁边的那个叫 Bruno 那个男生。
So 3 weeks ago, we had a small group Bible study outside at one of the college campuses.
在三个礼拜前，我们在其中有一个校园的里面有一个查经的活动。
We do this pretty much daily when we're at on the campuses.
当我们在校园里面，我们基本上每天都在做查经的活动。
And just before we were going to start one of our small group times, the girl Nuri Ellis,
在我们在查经的快开始的时候，那个女孩子 Nuri Ellis 在出现了。
Pretty much at every one of our small groups, right before they start and she's there, she goes out and invites somebody to come over.
她就出去了，邀请了其他的人来进来。
And she did that with this young man.
她就跟这个小男生 Bruno 邀请了他来。
So she goes out, sees Bruno, and invites him over.
她看见了 Bruno, 那就邀请他来查经。
And he wasn't a Christian, but he stayed for our entire Bible time.
这个年轻小伙子他不是一个基督徒，但是他就留了一个时间在那里跟我们一起查经。
And the topic was that day, in this world you will have trouble.
那一天的查经的题目就是说，在这个世上你会有困难。
But Jesus said, take heart, for I have overcome the world.
但是呢，耶稣的信息说，你要当心听，我来了，是我要来。
So after we got done sharing,Bruno said, this topic was just for me.
当我们分享完了以后呢， Bruno 这个年轻伙子就说，今天的信息实在是能够应用到我的身上。
I've been going through some very difficult times, and they just got worse right before I came here.
我生命当中发生了一点很多困难的事情，当我来到你这里之前呢，事情是越来越糟。
And after we shared with him about how Jesus loves him and cares for him and would help him. And he realized that he needed to come to a relationship with God through Jesus also.
然后当我们来分享说耶稣可以帮助他，然后的时候他就接受了。
So two stories about how people got saved in under 60 minutes or less.
所以呢，这两个故事跟你讲了，就是说在60分钟以内就是可以接受耶稣了。
The girl in the middle, her name is Brandy.
中间的那个女孩子叫名字叫 Brandy。
We first met Brandy 6 years ago on the Kendall campus of Miami-Dade.
在六年前，我们在 Kendall 的这个校园里面跟她遇上了。
Brandy probably heard me personally share my faith 50 times.
Brandy 呢，可能是在我跟她分享当中听了已经超过50次了。
I wasn't always talking to her, but she was always around and liked to hang out with us when we did our outreaches and had our small group times.
我们并不是说为了要针对他来讲的，但是他经常就跟我们在一起。
Brandy came from a very difficult situation in that her parents were divorced when she was young.
Brandy 的家庭背景是一个比较麻烦的，他的父母亲都离婚了，在他还比较年轻的时候。
And that her father had recently passed away from lung cancer.
他的爸爸呢，因为那个肺癌就过世了。
She was living with her father at the time, and she cried out to God, "If you are there, please heal my dad."
当这个爸爸离开以前，他是在跟爸爸一起住的。他曾经向神祷告说：“ 神啊，求你来医治我的父亲。
And her father died, so there must not be a God.
他爸爸很不幸的就过世了，他就说，结论就是说，一定没有神。
So even though Brandy originally rejected the gospel, she still liked us and hung around.
虽然Brandy 呢并不是很接受福音，但是她还跟我们在一起的。
She came to our house for events that we had. I changed the brakes on her car once.
比如说我常常带我们在我们的家中来参加我们的家庭事情，比如说我换这个车的刹车的时候，她也在。
And Brandy had come and gone. She had been at Miami-Dade College for a couple of years. Then she went to another college. She moved out of town.
Brandy 呢，就是在那个大学里面两三年，然后又搬到别的地方去。
And her, we had trouble reaching her. Her phone number changed.
她的电话号码已经改了，所以我们也没办法跟她联络上。
And frankly, I thought that maybe something bad may have happened to her.
所以我自己想说，可能在他生命当中也发生一些不好的事情。
Well, in January, she called me out of nowhere. Does that translate nowhere?
Yes.
Okay.
在一月份的时候，突然之间他就跟我打了电话了。
And she said, Bob, I've been thinking about you guys and thinking about what I want to do with my life. I'm back in Miami now. I've been through a lot of things. Now I want to become a Christian.
Brandy 跟我讲，他说我在很思念你们很多时候了，我也在想了很多事情，想了很多问题，我决定现在搬回来迈阿密，我也要接受耶稣了。
So it took 6 years for Brandy to come into a relationship with God.
所以呢，在 Brandy 呢，他是花了6年的时间才能够跟耶稣接上关系。
So I want to encourage you, never give up in praying and speaking to people about Jesus.
所以我想给鼓励大家的就是说，永远不要放弃，为他祷告，为你的朋友祷告，让他接受耶稣。
God is always working.
神是永远在那里动工的。
One last example, real quick, is this gentleman named MacDill. I can't even say it. MacDill.
然后那个有胡子的那个小男生呢，是叫做 MacDill。
MacDill was in our ministry about 12 years ago.
他在12年前的时候来了我们当中。
Got saved in our campus ministry.
他神也帮助了我们的这个事工。
Met his wife in our campus ministry named Irene.
然后他在校园当中呢碰上了他的太太叫 Irene.
And I kind of lost touch with him about maybe six or eight years ago.
6到8年的中间呢我们就没有联络了。
And so I was walking my dogs.
有一天我在遛狗。
If you're ever in an English service, you know I talk about my dogs a lot.
如果你是在英文的讲道当中，你会常常听到我讲到遛狗的问题。
So about every day, I take my dogs for maybe a mile, 2 mile walk.
我每天呢，我就会遛狗大概1英里或2英里的距离。
And I have about maybe 4 or 5 different paths that I take on this walk around the neighborhoods.
我大概有4-5条不同的路，在我的邻舍当中就走遛狗。
So 2 weeks ago, I was walking this one way and decided to make a left down this one street.
两个礼拜前我就遛狗，然后走到一条路的时候，我决定向左转。
I go 2 houses down and I hear this voice saying, "Bob, Bob."
我经过了两个房子以后呢，我就听到一个声音在后面叫 "Bob, and, Bob."
Good, that was good. Good inflection. And there's MacDill.He was actually doing some construction work, doing a patio for somebody in the front of their house.
他这个时候这个男生呢，他就在那个房子里面在做一些的修整的工作，在那个 patio， 就是那个前院里面在帮人家做事。
And he comes over and he starts to cry and he says, "I was just praying to God. I've had a tough day." And he's explaining how his wife they just had twins and they're 4 months old and he's got having a lot of just stuff going on.
他就流着眼泪跟我讲说：“哎呀，我实在经过那个很困难的时期，我太太怀孕了，我太太也生了孩子，然后有许多许多的困难，我真的想。”
And so he said, "I was just praying to God that God would encourage me, and then I opened my eyes, and there you are."
我在向神祷告说：“我求神帮助我。”我一打开眼睛，我就看到你了。
So we talked, I prayed, and we vowed to get together, and it's just kind of a way to show you that the legacy that God has allowed us to have in ministry as the years have gone on by.
你可以从在这样子的例子上看到，就是说神留下了给我们朋友的一些的让他们知道我们怎么关心他，让他能够永远的记得。
And I say all that to thank you because we couldn't do what we do on the college campuses without your giving and your prayer support and your words of encouragement. So thank you very much.
所以实在我要向大家感谢的，就是说没有你们的支持，没有你们的祷告，没有你们金钱上的奉献的话，我们不可能在校园里面能够传福音。
All right, so back to our sermon title, See Like Jesus.
所以我们回到今天的讲到的主题，就是说像耶稣一样的眼光。
Now the book of Matthew is pretty much laid out chapter by chapter.
这个马太福音呢，它是一章一章这样下去的。
Matthew chapter 1 talks about Jesus' birth.
马太福音的第一章讲到耶稣的出生。
Matthew chapter 2 talks about the wise men.
第二章呢，讲到是一个上一个那个聪明的博士。
Matthew chapter 3 talks about Jesus being baptized.
第三章呢，讲到耶稣的被受洗受浸。
Matthew 4 talks about Jesus being tempted by the devil.
第四章讲到耶稣被撒旦引诱。
Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7 is the Sermon on the Mount.
然后第六章讲到那个登山宝训。
Matthew chapter 8, Jesus goes out and starts gathering his disciples.
然后第七章讲到耶稣出去，然后召集他的门徒。
And 8 and 9, he's performing miracles and healing people.
第八章、第九章讲到耶稣施行神迹，然后去拯救人。
And that leads us to Matthew chapter 9, verses 35 through 38.
然后我们就来到了马太福音的第九章35到38节。
And Matthew chapter 5, verse 9, verse 35, it says, And Jesus went throughout all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every affliction. And when he saw the crowds, he hadcompassion on them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd.
耶稣走遍了各城各乡，在会堂里教训人，宣讲天国的福音，又医治各样的病症。他看见许多的人，就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。
How many of you like people?
有多少人是喜欢跟人打交道的？
I'm assuming you do, you just don't want to raise your hands.
我假设你是喜欢，但是你不敢举手而已。
All right, good. How many of you would rather read a book than talk to somebody?
有多少人是宁愿去读一本书，也不想跟人打交道的呢？
I have a daughter like that. She can only take people for so long.
我有一个女儿，她就是这样子，她不太喜欢跟人家来往打交道。
But I'm more of a people person. I would rather talk to somebody than do work.
但是呢，我是一个比较喜欢跟人来往的人，所以我喜欢多过于做工。
So I like people, but I hate crowds.
我喜欢人，但是我不喜欢一大群的人。
Unfortunately, we live in Miami, and there's crowds.
但是很不幸的，我们是住在 Miami， 常常就有一大堆人在那里。
Miami would be great if it weren't for all the people.
如果是 Miami 能够有少一点人更好。
In fact.I remember during a hurricane about 4 or 5 years ago.
我记得大概四五年前的时候有那个 hurricane, 一个台风。
That I remarked to my wife that the roads were empty because everyone had left Miami.
因为呢台风的关系，很多人都离开了 Miami， 所以的街道了非常的就是人非常的少。
It was beautiful.
非常的美丽的一个街道。
No cars on the road.
没有路上没有车。
In fact, during that week when they were evacuating Miami, everyone tried to leave.
因为在那个礼拜的时候，大家都尝试要离开那个 Miami， 所以街道非常的空旷。
And it took people over 10 to 12 hours just to get to Orlando.
但是呢，他们要花上10到12小时才能够开到 Orlando。
So my wife and I decided that we would stay because we didn't want to stay in traffic for 10 or 12 hours just to get to Orlando.
那我跟我太太我们就决定不要像大批的人这样花十小时去 Orlando, 我们就决定留在 Miami.
However, we were out driving around the night before the hurricane.
那在那个台风来临的前一个晚上我们就在外面开着车。
With no traffic on the roads.
那没有车路面上没有车辆。
So I decided to ask Google.
那我就想一下，我就问一下 Google。
How long it would take to get to Orlando, where I actually had family?
我就想说，我问问看 Google 要多长时间才能够到 Orlando, 因为 Orlando 我有家人在那里。
3.5 hours.
他说三到半小时。
Because there were no cars on the road.
但是因为没有车在路上。
So guess what we did?
那我们做什么呢？
We drove to Orlando.
我们就开车到 Orlando。
We left early the morning before the storm hit. There was nobody on the road.
那我们就在台风到达之前的那个早上，没有人在路上，我们就开车去了。
For the first 2 hours, I only passed 4 cars.
在头两个小时，我只超过了4台车而已。
3 of them were state police.
3台车，其中3台车是警车。
It was amazing.
真的是
I loved it.
奇妙，我非常的欢喜高兴。
Just me, Sheila, the 2 dogs, and nobody on the road.
只有我、我太太还有2条狗，没有人其他的人了。
So I like people, but I don't like crowds.
我喜欢人，但是我不喜欢一大群人。
I'd much rather not be in crowds.
我宁愿选择不要在那个人群当中。
Shopping in crowds is not fun.
在人群当中去购物实在很痛苦。
Sitting in traffic to and from on your way to work is not fun.
然后在塞车当中去上班，其实也是很痛苦。
Going to Disney World and waiting 2 hours to get on a ride is not fun.
在 Disney 主题公园里面花个2个小时等那个游戏也是很痛苦。
So in many ways, people and crowds are not fun.
所以在很多方面来讲，人群实在是一个痛苦的来源。
But as we read the scripture, it says Jesus went throughout the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel.The kingdom of healing every disease and affliction, and he saw the crowds and had compassion on them.
但是呢，就像今天的经文讲说，他是耶稣看见许多的人就怜悯他们。
Because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd.
因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。
Do you look at the crowds with compassion?
你看着人群的时候。你有那一份的怜悯吗？
This is how people look at people. Sometimes even Christians look at the world this way.
这个是人看着人的时候的一个一般的情况，甚至是基督徒看着人群的时候的一个反应。
We tend to look at the world with indifference.
我们有时候看着是一个冷漠的态度看着这个世界。
The general idea is let the world do what they do, and we'll just do what we do.
那个一般的态度就是说，让这个世界去做他们自己的事情，我做我的事情。
We're not really too positive or negative either way.
就也不是说很正面，也不是说很负面的。
We have the idea if that you found the church and that they can find the church also.
我们的想法是说，我们可以找到的教堂，他们也可以找到教堂啊。
And we look at our neighbors, our coworkers as more of just a nuisance in our day.
在我们看着我们的隔壁邻居或者我们的朋友的时候，我们觉得他们就是一个麻烦的来源。
And sometimes we can have disdain or even contempt for the crowds.
甚至呢，我们可能会去有鄙视他们的那个鄙视他们的那种状态。
We tend to look at people in the world in a negative light.
我们看这个世界好像是有一个负面的这个眼光来看着他们。
As more than just a small distraction, but a major problem in our day.
但是呢，我们看的是一个很小，但是对我们的生命当中，我们的每天呢，是一个很大的造成。
They may cut us off in traffic. We may have a bad experience with one of them at work or at school.
他们可能是把我们的这个开车的线给切掉了，或者是在我们的工作场所呢，给我们带来麻烦。
And sometimes we even cry out to God, Oh God, Jesus, come quickly so I can get out of here away from all these people.
你有时候可能会祷告，主啊，求你赶快回来，让我能够脱离这样子痛苦的世界。
I like that. You did. That was good. Strong. But Jesus looked at the people with compassion.
但是呢，耶稣看着人的时候，他是带着一个同情的心态。
Jesus had a heart for lost people.
因为耶稣对这个迷失的世界是一个怜悯的心。
In the Bible, Jesus talks about in Luke chapter 15, 3 lost things.
在路加福音里面呢，第十五章，耶稣讲到了三件事情。
And he starts out in Luke chapter 15, it says, And now the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to him, to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes grumbled, saying, This man receives sinners and eats with them.
在十五章，众税吏和罪人都挨近耶稣，听他讲到，法利赛人和文士私下议论说，这个人接待罪人，又同他们吃饭。
So the Pharisees, the religious leaders, were hoping to be around Jesus. But then there is this crowd of people, the sinners.
这个法利赛人他们是宗教领袖，他们也希望能够靠近耶稣，但是他就说，这个人接待罪人。
And they grumbled.
他们就埋怨了。
So Jesus gave three stories of lost things.
耶稣呢，就跟他们讲了三件关于遗失的比喻。
The first was the lost sheep.
第一个呢，是一个迷失羊的比喻。
We know the story where the man had 100 sheep and he loses one.
我们知道的故事就是说，有一个人他有100只羊，他就丢了一只羊。
And he goes out and looks for the one sheep.
他这个人呢，就出去去找他的丢失的羊。
And he says, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost.Just so, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance.
他这个人就请朋友邻舍来对他们说，我失去的羊已经找着了，你们和我一同欢喜吧。我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改，在天上也要这样为他欢喜，叫比为99个不用悔改的义人更欢喜更大。
The shepherd said, Rejoice!
牧羊人说欢喜欢喜
For what was lost is now found.
因为遗失的迷失的现在已经找回来了
Jesus goes on to talk about the lost coin, where the woman had 10 valuable coins, she loses one.
耶稣也接着讲这个丢失钱币的比喻，他说有一个女人，她有十个这个贵重的钱币丢失了一个。
And she doesn't give up on the one coin. She searches the house, lights a lamp, looking for the one coin.
她点灯在屋里面寻找，她不肯放弃，她一定要找到那个丢失的钱币。
Have you ever lost anything?
你有没有曾经丢过东西？
Have you ever searched really hard for that one thing?
你有没有曾经为了要找回那个东西，花了很大的心力？
Once my wife lost a set of keys, and we searched so hard.
我的太太曾经丢了 一串的钥匙，我们在房子里面努力的去找。
We looked everywhere, under things, over things, in bags and trash cans.
我们在各处地方，在上面、下面，到处都在找那一串的钥匙。
We never found them.
我们从来没有找到。
And I still think about that today. It's like we never found it, the one thing we never found.
但我今天到今天我还在想这个故事，我们都还没有找到那个串钥匙。
We search for something that's valuable. Once I lost my driver's license.
然后我曾经有一次我丢了我的驾照。
I know what happened to it.
我知道在哪里丢。
I was sitting in my car, and somehow I had it out, and I dropped it between the console and my seat.
我坐在车子里面，然后那个驾照呢就丢在那个座位跟那个旁边的那个东西，车子的。
And so I looked for it.Under the seat.
我就在这个凳子下面找。
I couldn't find it.
我找不到。
I looked everywhere.
我到处找。
Even there was a little flap of carpet that was lifted up for the wires to run under. I looked under there.
我在那个下面的地毯上面给它挖起来找。
Nowhere to be found.
但是就是在没个找到。
I temporarily gave up.
我差不多暂时的放弃了。
I went in and ate a sandwich.
我就回到家里面去屋里面去吃了一个三文治。
I came back out with a flashlight.
然后我回来的时候我就带着一个电筒。
And I knew it was there.
我知道一定是在那里。
But it had to be somewhere under that flap.
但一定是在那个下面那个那一块下面。
So I lifted up the flap.
然后我就把那一块掀起来。
And I still didn't see it. So I stuck my hand under the carpet. Well, my hand was going like this, and I'm laying on my side, and I'm trying to get my hand under the carpet. And I reach way under there, and I feel just the edge of my driver's license. Just the edge.
然后呢，我把那块掀起来了以后，我就尽力的往下面，我手指伸到那个洞里面去，结果呢，我就摸到了那个驾照的边边。
And you know what? I got in. I said, I found it. I have my license.
然后后来我就回到屋里面，我高兴的举起来，我找到我的驾照了。
And I think my family was like, big deal. You found your license, not a big deal.
然后我的其他的家人说，有什么了不起
？But to me, it was a big deal.
对我来讲是很重要的一件事情，我找到了。
So the lost coin, very similar. They rejoiced. It says this. And when she had found, I'm making sure we had the right slide. And when she had found it, she called together her friends and neighbors, saying, Rejoice with me, I have found the coin that was lost. Just so I tell you, there will be more joy before the angels of God over one sinner who repents.
就是跟这个丢失钱币的很像，他说他找到了，就请朋友邻舍来对他们说，我失落的那一个块钱已经找到了，你们和我一同欢喜吧。我告诉你们，一个罪人悔改，在神的使者面前也是这样为他欢喜。
So in Luke 15, we first have the lost sheep, then we have the lost coin, and the third story is about the lost son, the prodigal son.
然后我们在十五章里面，我们看了一个丢失的迷羊，然后丢失的钱币，然后我们知道还有一个丢失的浪子。
And when the son returns, the father said, "Let's eat and celebrate, for my son was dead." And is alive again. He was lost and is found, and they began to celebrate.
那个父亲说，我的儿子失而复得，现在又得到了，我们就来快乐起来，来庆祝吧。
And see, each one of these illustrations was for Jesus to show the people his heart and his eyes for the crowd, the masses, for people.
这个三个故事，每一个故事都是要来显明耶稣的心是怜悯他们、爱他们的，不愿意一个人丢失的。
Many times we as Christians, if we're asked the question, "Do you want to be more like Jesus?" we would say yes.
如果我们做基督徒的，常常被问到一个问题，就是你愿不愿意更像基督？我们一定会回答说，愿意，绝对愿意。
Well, to be more like Jesus.Part of that is to see like Jesus.
那如果你要像耶稣一样的话，然后你就要做耶稣所看到的。
We have people in the crowds where Jesus looked out with compassion all around us.
然后你会像耶稣一样看到在我们身边的人一样，也需要我们的怜悯吗？
We have them around the town and around the world.
那这些人都在世界的各个不同地方，在我们的身边的各个不同的地方。
Now sometimes people.Out there can really annoy us.
然后在外面的人有时候可以让我们感到很不高兴、不愉快。
They cut us off in traffic.
好，我们开车的时候把我们的线给切掉了。
They try to get in front of us in lines.
在我们前面就跳线了，在我们前面。
They may hit our car and drive away.
然后可能撞到我们的车子，然后又快速的离开了。
Do we really want to see like Jesus?
我们愿意看到像耶稣看的吗？
At work or at school, we come into the crowds again.
当我们回到我们的工作场所的时候，我们又回到人群当中。
You know, I can imagine that every one of us has somebody that if somebody said their name to you, you would cringe a little bit.
我一定知道呢，当你某一定人，当你提到他的名字的时候，你就会有点就是不愉快。或者是有点起鸡毛皮。
And what I mean by that is somebody who don't necessarily get along with.
Yeah, 我的意思就是说，那些人并不是我们很想跟他们在一起的愉快的。
They may be overly disagreeable.
他们是可能是跟我们完全是我们不能够同意在一点上面的。
They may be a supervisor that doesn't treat you properly.
或者是你的上司并没有很公平的来对待你。
They may be people that bully you.
或者是有一些人来霸凌你的。
Do we want to see like Jesus?
我们会不会像耶稣一样的看他们呢？
Sometimes people are right around the corner in your neighborhood.
有时候是你的邻居在你的街的一角。
I have some neighbors that I'm not real fond of.
我有一些邻居我并不是很喜欢的。
There was a time that my neighbor was playing his music really loud.
我有一个邻居他常常就是放音乐放得非常的大声。
There's a long story in that that I'm not going to get into, but the music was really loud enough that I decided to walk over and ask them to turn it down.
我有太多太多这种故事了，但是呢，我不会 就是给你很多的详情，我就是音乐大到一个大声大到一个程度，我要走过去请他们把声音关小。
Now to make a long story short, it didn't go well.
长话短说，这个结果就是不是太理想。
They threatened to kill me and call the cops at the same time.
他们就是想杀了我，也同时想叫警察来。
It's a long story, and of course, I was perfectly Jesus in that situation.
那个在那个情况下面，就是说我并不是像耶稣这样子。
I'm joking about that part because I threatened to call the cops too.
但是我开玩笑的是说，我曾经也想说要叫警察来。
Fortunately, cops don't come out when people threaten you. You have to like have a gun or something. You know, if you don't mention the word gun, they don't come out.
如果你叫警察，如果那个对方没有枪啊，或者是没有威吓到你的话，警察一般都不会来的。
So it kind of worked itself out, but even people around in our neighborhoods can annoy us. Maybe their music's too loud. Maybe their cats are coming over into your yard and your dogs want to eat them. You know, all kinds of things we have situations.
我的意思就是说，你跟你的邻居相处的时候，有一些邻居不是你特别喜欢的，他们会音乐放得很大声，或者他们的猫猫狗狗会跳到你的这边来，等等等等。
And I think even we can have people that are part of the people that we don't get along with are in our family, in our home.
甚至呢，有一些人是在我们的自己的家庭里面，我们并不是相处得很好。
And I think sometimes we just have to realize that we need to look at them through the eyes of Jesus.
但是我们想讲的，我想讲的就是说，我们要意识到，就是说，有时候看着这些人不喜欢的人，我们是要学耶稣的眼光一样。
I've heard this said that if you have a problem,
我曾经听过这样讲吧，如果你有一个问题
，it's almost always a relationship problem.
可以基本上是你的那个关系上出了问题。
So look at our relationships with all these types of people.
你看看我们在跟这一些人的关系当中。
Pray that God would give you the eyes of Jesus to see like he does.
我们的祷告是说，求神给我们有像耶稣一样的眼光来看他，看这些人。
The Bible in 2 Timothy chapter 2 says that people are not the enemy, but have been taken captive by the enemy.
提摩太前书第二章，他讲到说，这些人并不是我们的敌人，只是被魔鬼撒旦给捆绑了。
You see, because people without Jesus are people without a shepherd.
你知道吗？这些没有信耶稣的人，就是没有羊，那个领羊人的那种羊群。
Spiritually wandering around and lost.
他们就灵性上是在迷失的当中。
So have the eyes of Jesus.
所以弟兄姐妹，看他们有用耶稣的眼光来看着他们。
Continuing in the passage in Matthew chapter 9, in verse, starting at verse 7, it says, 37, it says, Then he said to his disciples, The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest.
耶稣接着说，对门徒说，又要收的庄稼多，做工的人少，所以你们当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
Now some people think that Jesus is just saying to his disciples, "Hey, don't go anywhere, just pray for more laborers."
有人会想说，耶稣其实对他的门徒说，你们不需要去别的地方，你们就在这里好好的为他祷告吧。
But if you were to read chapter 10 of Matthew, it says that Jesus sent his disciples out.
但是如果你继续看马太福音第十章的时候，你会看到耶稣差派他的门徒出去。
So they were the answer to their prayers.
所以这些人其实是成就了这个的祷告。
You see, we're called to take the gospel, the good news of Jesus, into a lost and hopeless world.
你知道吗？我们都是要被耶稣命令要把这个福音带到这个迷失的世界里面。
You know, it's interesting that Jesus forgave. It's interesting that Jesus had compassion on the masses.
你会看到耶稣其实对很多人他都是能够有原谅的心，有怜悯的心。
In just a few minutes, we're going to partake in the Lord's Supper.
再过几分钟我们就要一起来享用主餐。
And we're going to talk about on the night that Jesus was betrayed.
我们要谈到的是耶稣在那一天晚上被叛变。
At the Last Supper, Jesus was there with his disciples.
在最后晚餐的时候，耶稣跟他的门徒一起。
And he told them that they would betray him.
他跟他们讲说，有人要叛变他了。
And he talked that one would actually betray him to the authorities.
他们说有人要把他叛变，然后交给那个当权的。
And if you remember, Peter stepped up and said, Peter said this, it says, even if I have to die with you, I will not deny you.
你如果记得的话，那个时候彼得就站起来说，他说就算是有人叛变，我也一定不会叛变你。
And it also says, and so said all the disciples.
那也所有的其他的门徒也是一样。
And then Jesus was taken and betrayed and crucified.
但是耶稣最终还是被捉拿了，被钉了，被牺牲了。
But looking through the things of Jesus' eyes, he said, Father, forgive them.
耶稣说，原谅天父啊，原谅他们。
So even when Jesus was betrayed and crucified, he looked at the masses, the people with compassion, because that's why he came.
耶稣看着他们，就算是这些人叛变了他，把他钉在十字架上，但耶稣还是爱他们，怜悯他们，原谅了他们。
So I want to conclude with this challenge.
所以我在讲到结束以前，向大家发了一个挑战。
If you want to be more like Jesus,
如果你愿意想更像耶稣一样，
you have to see more like Jesus.
你要看像耶稣一样看耶稣所看的。
We're going to take the Lord's Supper right now, and then we'll close our time in prayer, and we'll have a song to finish us out. But I'd like to just invite the deacons.
我们现在领那个主餐。
As we partake in the Lord's Supper, Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. Do this in remembrance of me. You know, the two Christian ordinances that we as Baptists pretty much go by is number one, baptism. Baptism. Baptism does not save you, but the Bible says, believe and be baptized. All right? Trust in Jesus Christ as your Savior and be baptized. That sign of being buried to your sins and raised again to walk in newness of life. And the second is the Lord's Supper, where we remember the Lord's death and resurrection until he comes. We do that once a month to help us regain focus on what the Lord has done for us. So if you are a believer, trusting in Jesus Christ as your Savior and been baptized, we welcome you to participate in the Lord's Supper. And in just a moment, we'll have you come forward, those who can, and we'll ask you to take one of our combined, it's kind of bread. It's kind of like a wafer kind of thing. But anyway, and the juice, we'll do that together. If you can't get up, the deacons will serve you, and we'll make sure people get served back there. If you're a believer and been baptized in Jesus Christ, if you're not, if you'd like to ask Jesus Christ into your life, today could be that day. I'll be glad to speak to you, the deacons will. I'll be around at lunch. You can talk to me afterwards. But I'd love to share with you how you can have that relationship with God through Jesus Christ. I want to let you know that God loves you. Jesus has compassion on each one of us in spite of anything you could have done, said, or thought in your entire life. God loves you. And he wants you to be saved. The angels want to rejoice over you today in coming into that relationship with him. So what I'd like to do is have us all come up and come forward. And we're going to have these you can come get one of these and go back down. And while we're doing that, you'll have some music play. If you get back to your seat and you have some time, I just want you to think about, just kind of go before the Lord and say, God, how do you want to speak to me through this sermon? How do you want to speak to me through stuff that's going on in my life right now? Just spend some time with you and God as the music plays, and then we'll bring it back together.